If you happen to have a copy of the latest edition of Private Eye magazine to hand now, turn to page 23. Otherwise, you can just look at this one. There, just below commentator balls and pedantry corner, you'll find the latest report from David Ziggy Green. Green is something unique in UK journalism. He works through illustration, his comic strip-like contributions bringing to life tiny shards of his country, the voices of barbershops and street protests, arms fairs and bat walks, minor moments that somehow don't seem to translate into other forms of journalism. On a winter's night recently, Culturefile joined Green in the streets around Lincoln's Inn Fields amongst the irregular fleets of travelling kitchens and tea stands that marshal to London's homeless each night.
I'm David, well, Ziggy Green, as I'm known, you know, if you read the strips. We are in Lincoln's Inn Fields in London. It's the back of Holborn tube station. And it's one of the, you could probably say, the sort of the go-to hotspots for hot, free food for the homeless. We're here at about 6 o'clock and it's 6:30 now, and so by 7 the place is quite busy. I think last time I did a rough count of about 60 people here, and with about 3 or 4 different sort of food vans and things at one time. And then they rotate, they come and go through the night, so, you know, one food van runs out, they move on, but then give it 5 minutes and another one will come along. You will get probably in a couple of hours, sometimes I've seen 60 people or more. And it's where lots of different charities come, with some with big vans, some set up big tables with big pots of food.
And there goes somebody with a tray of teacups.
Yes, so you're going to get tea. So when I first got here, there was a big shout out that a van up there, somebody shouted out that the Sikhs are giving out McDonald's. So everybody rushed up to grab some fresh McDonald's. So you get soup vans. You also get people who just come with their cars and they'll just have sandwiches out the back of their boot. Think about 6, 7 years ago is when I first came by, when I was doing a report about, I went to quite a few different spots in the evenings to do the report about keeping warm.
Your Keeping Warm strip has sort of inspired a sock-giving trend, because it's one of the points that somebody in that strip made.
There's a charity in London that been doing sock give-outs, but what I did is when I went out myself, I went and bought some beanies and gloves, and when I was interviewing people, I realised people were telling me that they've got loads of beanies and gloves. Do I have any socks? So that's when it clicked with me, and the light bulb moment was, oh, all these people I'm speaking to they need socks. So then that sort of shaped the way the report came out. That can be what happens with reports sometimes, is I go out and it's there and then that actually shapes what ends up. I don't go out with a set sort of a mind as to what I'm going to report. That one's a good example of where I learnt pretty quickly what the report was going to say.
Cake!
Cake!
Do you want cake?
Can I get a bit of cake?
Tell us a little bit about the setup. This, your strip appears every week in Private Eye, and basically it's there branching into documentary reporting.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never, in all the years, I've never really settled on my own kind of calling what it is. But it does. It sits in the middle, and I think the magazine in the beginning had trouble. Where do we put it? Do we put it at the back with the more comic-y kind of gags and comics, but it's not really gags? Or do we put it right at the front with the hard sort of investigative journalism, but it doesn't quite fit in there? So we sort of went in the... We sort of settled, and they found a spot in the middle bit. I think even after all these years, people still think it's just made-up stuff and that there's some sort of cartoon that I've made up. To this day, I'm still telling people that the quotes are what actual people have said. I've never gotten to the habit of analysing what they are and how people are going to interpret them. The idea was essentially just report. I'm not good at words. I draw, so, you know, I draw because I'm not good with words. And so if I'm going to be reporting stuff I see and hear, then I'm more likely to draw it because I can't write it. And I think that kind of form of illustration, I mean, I think the public generally relates cartoony illustrations with made-up gags, and that's what they do instinctively. So I've never had an issue with people thinking that it's not real stuff. It just means that there's a little bit extra explaining that there is, really, if I can.
It must have some relation to that verbatim theatre that started happening, and people like Alec E. Blythe translating exactly what they'd met people saying and putting it on the stage.
The best way to describe the position that I come at it from is that I'm an illustrator who goes out as if I would just as a normal person, and I just take note of what I see and hear. Put it all into a little box, and I send it to the magazine, and the magazine prints it. And then it's kind of, that's it, really. I found in the winter it's harder to draw anyway if your hands are freezing. That's the other thing. I've been caught out on that a few times.
Yeah, you do work outside mostly, don't you?
Yeah, no matter how much I try to plan in the winter not to, it's always something. Yeah.
See if we can find your prescription.
One thing that they would have in common is that they often look at a part of life or a part of London or England that gets ignored, or that it exists in a kind of way that's difficult to feature in newspapers or even on the television.
I think it's a case of keep showing what's rumbling under the surface of society. So there is an awful lot that still goes on in the back streets of cities, in the homes, in the offices, in the community halls. There's still a lot that doesn't really have its place to be reported in the mainstream media, because it's not sensationalist, it's not big time, but all these little things that keep ticking by, they still do shape society. So for me, the way to help me kind of be motivated to a degree is to keep trying to show those little things that are going on, rumbling in the background.
David Ziggy Green there at Lincoln's Inn Fields, and we'll have the second instalment of that report next time on Culture File.